This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Russian police arrested nearly 3,000 people Saturday in nationwide protests demanding the release of opposition leader Alexei Navalny. Reuters' Lucy Fielder reports.
Navalny had called on his supporters to take to the streets. After being arrested last weekend on his return to Moscow, the first time since being poisoned with a military-grade nerve agent in August. In central Moscow, Reuters reporters estimated at least 40,000 people gathered in one of the biggest unauthorized rallies in years. Police beat protesters with batons, bundled them into police vans. They chanted freedom for Navalny, but also Putin is a thief and disgrace. Navalny and his supporters hope the mass demonstrations will pressure the authorities to let him go. The ex-lawyer accuses Vladimir Putin of ordering his killing, which the Russian president denies.
That's Reuters' Lucy Fielder. U.S. President Joe Biden assured U.S. mayors Saturday that he and Vice President Kamala Harris would be active and accessible partners in the White House in helping them respond to the coronavirus pandemic.
Reach out to me, reach out to Kamala, reach out to the administration and our team anytime, any day. I mean that, anytime, any day. We're your partners. We can do this together. I promise we'll do everything we can to help. We can also use your advice as well.
Biden was addressing the winter leadership meeting of the U.S. Conference of Mayors via a virtual address from the White House. In the midst of cutbacks in workforce and emergency services and growing poverty, U.S. cities, especially the smaller ones, are hoping the next round of pandemic stimulus includes them and that Biden will advocate for them now that he is in office. You can find more on our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. 1 year has passed since the city of Wuhan, China, announced the world's first coronavirus lockdown. AP's Sarah Bassett reports.
A year ago, the bustling central Chinese industrial center of Wuhan was brought to a virtual standstill almost overnight. 1 year on, life has largely returned to normal in the city of 11 million, even as the rest of the world struggles with the spread of the virus's more contagious variants. Yao Dongyu is a Wuhan resident. The pandemic has not been eliminated yet. There's still the possibility of a re-emergence, and it's said that we should take good precautions. Efforts to vaccinate people for COVID-19 have been frustrated by limited supplies in some parts of China. I'm Sarah Bassett.
The chairman of the British Medical Association has called on the UK government to shorten the gap between doses of the Pfizer coronavirus vaccine. At present, those living in Britain who are eligible to get the shot receive their second dose 12 weeks later. The BMA says there is no scientific justification for that gap. Dr. Chant Nagpal says that Pfizer has recommended an interval of only 3 to 4 weeks.
This won't reduce the numbers who can be vaccinated, but what it would do is vaccinate people in accordance with the best available evidence and with the greatest assurance of protection after the second dose.
The World Health Organization has said the gap should be no more than 6 weeks, and any longer period should only be in exceptional circumstances. Larry King, the suspenders sporting everyman whose interviews with world leaders, movie stars, and ordinary Joes helped define American conversation for half a century, died Saturday. He was 87. AP's Julie Walker reports.
Brooklyn-born King began his career at a small Miami radio station in the late 1950s. By the early 60s, he was a local celebrity at a larger station with a newspaper column. By the late 70s, King hosted the first nationwide radio call-in show.
You're listening to The Larry King Show.
Then he got his CNN show. He told AP about his interview style in 1994.
I think you learn more through good questioning and sincere curiosity than you do through badgering.
I'm Julie Walker.
Someone in Michigan bought the winning ticket for the $1.05 billion Mega Millions jackpot, which was the third largest lottery prize in U.S. history. The winning numbers were 4, 26, 42, 50, and 60, with a mega ball of 24. The Mega Millions top prize had been growing since September. You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.